Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Life throws up many challenges for us in the 21st century, and it was no different in Paul's day. One of the issues that he had to face was that sometimes meat was taken to pagan temples as an act of worship before being sold by the butchers. Paul is quite clear that pagan gods were not true gods, and so it really didn't matter if the meat had been waved in front of them. But if someone were to point out that they had been presented in the temple, then he concluded that it would be better not to eat it, out of respect for the informant's conscience. It was a tricky issue, but clearly a live one in Paul's day, and he had to find a careful way of handling it. The key principle in all of this was, whatever you do needs to be done for the glory of God. Every day we have to make decisions. Most of them are simple and straightforward, but like Paul, we need to be clear about the guiding principle. We need to ask the question whether or not our actions will bring glory to God. It may be a question of a purchase, or a holiday, or a new job. There may be any number of possible ways forward, but the key question is, what will be most beneficial and pleasing to God? On the face of it, this might sound restricting and limiting, but because of the nature of God, it's in fact the opposite of that. As we discover God's will for our lives, we find true liberty. God's desire is always to enable us to be more alive. Let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, that you want to bless every part of our lives. Help us to share every decision with you so that we might bring glory to you today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I do hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier.